With students returned to campus and the school year getting underway, it's easy to turn our attention to all of the events that will be filling up the arts calendars in the next few weeks. But WFIU Arts intern Allison Tyra reminds us that the educational and creative process has been well underway over these summer months.
Each summer since 2006, the IU Theater and Drama Department has brought together professional and student artists to produce an original workshop musical. Choreographer and program director George Pinney said these premier musicals come from a variety of source material, from a short story to a fairy tale to an ancient Greek play.
I just adore the meshing of professional and students together into one atmosphere. There's such a wonderful creative energy.
This year, the Premier Musicals program presents the life of a famous and infamous 1800s business tycoon, Jay Gould, with a production called The Wizard of Wall Street. Stage director Tom Ridgely said the group's goal is to present a balanced portrait of the so-called robber baron.
The label robber baron, it's one that Jay Gould was definitely saddled with and is still sort of saddled with, but it's one that we're sort of trying to call into question a little bit. You know, obviously he did some things that were pretty awful, but he also made some pretty incredible contributions.
Though he was best known for building one of the most extensive railways of the 1800s, Gould also turned Western Union into the largest telegraph company in the country. This year's performance takes place in the Wells Metz Theater, where stage designers aim to recreate 1880s New York City for the production.
So it was vaudeville and dime museums and burlesques and things like that that people went to see for entertainment. And so at least in the first part of the show, that's sort of the way into the material.
The premise of the first act is that a troupe of performers are profiting off the notorious railroad tycoon's recent death by creating a show about him.
So they're presenting like a not totally well-researched biography in theatrical form. The actor manager is sort of the leader of this troupe of actors, and he's also sort of the MC of the evening. And he says something along the lines of, you know, at times we'll be painfully accurate and other times we'll be embarrassingly incorrect.
In contrast, the second act will draw the audience into the characters' lives.
It becomes much more personal, and you get more involved within the characters and the dramatic action versus the first act, which is like these fireworks constantly being exploded in front of the audience's eyes.
Pinney said the first act features all the variety a vaudeville show would have to offer.
From English pantomime to ballet to opera to vaudeville to magic. And they're all focused, obviously, to give comment on Jay Gould or the times or what people are going through.
He said the combination of professional and student actors can be useful to everyone. The professionals double as teachers and role models for their student counterparts. And while a primary goal is to educate the student actors, Ridgely said he and the professional equity actors can also benefit from working with the younger artists.
You know, there's an energy that comes from youth, and there's which is infectious. And we were there out there for a week, just doing a workshop with the students, and it was really incredible. It was a real shot in the arm for us. And also, you know, there's an openness in terms of what's possible. You know, and there's sort of, you know, time in the real world can give you a lot of obviously really valuable experience, but can also sort of it can narrow your vision a little bit in terms of what you think could be achieved. So for us, it's nice to sort of, you know, look at it with fresh eyes and say, oh, wow, you know, anything could be possible.
The Wizard of Wall Street runs Thursday, August 26th through Sunday the 29th in the Wells Metz Theater with 7:30 performances Thursday through Saturday and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Allison Tyra.